a federal program that pays medical bills of first responders and survivors of the September 11th terror attacks, had far fewer claims during the pandemic. That's according to an annual report by the U.S. Department of Justice. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports.
Personal injury claims to the September 11th Victims' Compensation Fund to cover the costs of 9/11-related diseases were cut by nearly half to 7,000 last year, the lowest year since 2016. Advocates for 9/11 survivors say they're almost certain COVID-19 was the cause. Attorney Michael Barish represents thousands of 9/11 first responders and survivors. He says another problem is that the tens of thousands of office workers, teachers, students, and downtown residents who are near Ground Zero may not be aware that they are eligible.
We were breathing the same toxic dust. We're getting the same illnesses. We're dying from the same illnesses.
Barish says only 7% of these survivors have filed a claim, while 80% of first responders have applied. Rolando Vesquera applied last August for the death of his wife, Diana. She worked a few blocks away from Ground Zero and had stomach cancer.
I could see how my kids are just knowing that, you know, things are going to get better for them. And that's all I really care about, just my girls, just making sure that their future is, you know, secure.
Vesquera is one of 517 deceased claims last year, the lowest number in the past 5 years. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
Information about applying to the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund is at vcf.gov or 855-885-1555.